Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're getting very near to the end as we are closing in on the end of the month of November. Today's specific topic is on being thankful for God's family. God writes and he talks about the family from which we have all derived our name, that we've been called into this family. God also tells us that he puts and sets the lonely in families. I think as I consider what it means to be thankful for God's family, I have to back up a bit and recognize my thankfulness for the family that I'm a part of here on earth. I think it teaches me a lot about being a part of God's family. I write in the devotion that I grew up on a farm where we worked hard. And we worked hard together as a family. And we didn't always do things like we should have. And it's not always the way that I think God would have wanted. Because we were people. But we were a family. And we kept at it. We stuck together. We learned from each other. And I think it's after the fact, as an adult, that I recognized it in a greater deal what Mom and Dad went through. Their patient endurance, knowing that we would grow, we would mature, or at least I'm sure praying very much that we would. And we did. And I think a family unit becomes a model. Or at least it can become a model for being a part of God's family. And I understand there are family units that bear no resemblance to what it ought to. And family members in some families that have no desire or interest to grow, to improve, to correct things that need corrected. And yet it's through looking at all of this that we realize that God's family, the body of Christ, has people in it. That's probably not a surprise, but how often do we act surprised when people act like people? You see, part of being God's family is it's a family that endures. It's a family that works through difficulties, that works through challenges, that celebrates together, it mourns together, it works together. And growing up in the family that I did, it was a lesson that I learned. That we better do what Dad said. If we wanted the family to work the very best. And living as a part of God's family works best when every one of us decide in our hearts and our minds that we will do what Dad says. As I typically do on Sunday mornings during this broadcast, I also introduce the weekly prayer guide. I write every week a different topical scripture-based prayer guide that kind of help focus us on things that maybe beyond our normal prayer list. And this week, the focus is on living an obedient life. When Saul was king of Israel, and the prophet had told him to go out and annihilate the enemy, that it was a people that would influence the young nation in a terrible way. And then when they were done, they were to wait. But Saul got impatient. And he may have gotten a little greedy. He decides to keep some of the livestock. And when confronted, it sounds like a church answer. Well, I did it so I would have something to offer to God as a sacrifice, to worship God. The prophet, what is this bleating I hear? And to try to justify his disobedience, Saul says, it's all for God. We get that famous response, or at least it ought to be a famous response, that God delights in obedience more than sacrifice. And as we consider being a part of the family of God, learning obedience to our Father is a great place to learn how to get along in the family. You see, it's within the family that we learn to trust, that we learn to help, we learn to serve. We learn that others are more important than we are. Lessons that we ought to be teaching within our physical family, but definitely lessons that ought to be present within God's family. You see, as we live life, we don't have to live it alone. We weren't designed to live it alone. When God created everything, he had Adam name all the animals. He brought all of the animals to pass before Adam so that Adam could name them. And as Adam looked through everything that God had created, it became apparent that there was still a need. There was a need for a helpmate, for someone to be with him, a need that Adam would not be alone. And so God created Eve. And just as it was true in the very beginning that it was not good for man to be alone, or for mankind even to be alone, today it's not good for any of us to be alone. One of the side effects, if you will, of the COVID-19 time period that we live in is increased isolation. And for many, we've been able to connect virtually and digitally and all this online stuff. And we've been able to do some things in person that are somewhat different than what they were, but they're still available. And so for those of us that still have connections, that still find ways to interact, it's easy to forget there are those that can't, that don't know how, that don't have the ability or availability to stay connected in the ways that we might be connected. The isolation, the loneliness, the despair just grows. Many times in our efforts to protect the most vulnerable among us, is the phrase we like to use, we end up protecting them from a virus, but we damage them in the process. I don't know the solution. Saw a news clip, a feed the other day of a place that had created a pass-through gloved type window and microphones and speakers so that window visits could be made in this nursing home. But you could still somewhat reach out and hold hands, touch each other. You could still talk and hear one another. Not quite the same as what it was, but it seems to be an improvement. You see, as churches found themselves not meeting in person and going to virtual, and then many have returned to a hybrid in person and online, I think it's important that we continue to find ways, especially for those that are not meeting in person, for those that can't or have chosen not to find ways to continue to be a family. To reach out and to make sure no one's forgotten. Today, I'm thankful for God's family. The family from which I derive my name, Christian. That each person that has been called to Christ, who has obeyed His commands, who have had their sins washed away, have been able to wear that same name of Christian, little Christ or Christ-like. And I'm thankful that this family is open. It's welcoming. It's calling all to come, to be transformed, to be made new, to live according to a good father's commands and desires. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that you spend time praying about your physical family. Is it what it ought to be? Is there things that you can do to improve how it works, how it supports one another, how it loves, how it serves? And also spend time praying about your church family. And praying about how God has placed you there. God talks about knitting the family together, about placing individuals within the family as He sees fit, as He knows the needs. And to pray about living as a family and looking out for those that are most isolated, those who feel most alone, those who most need the family that you and I have in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You love us to the extent that you've called us and adopted us into your family. That together in Christ we can be one. Father, I pray today for those whose families here on earth have not been, well, they've not been ideal, and some that have been just brutal on people. I pray that each person listening would realize they have the power through your Spirit to begin to live differently. That if their family life growing up is in their family life to this point has not been what it should have been, that they can begin to make changes. Father, for those that have had families that have sought to live according to your word, I pray that the lessons learned would be translated and transferred into their role within your family. That the need for forgiveness and understanding and mercy and compassion that makes a physical family operate and work well is also needed within the body of Christ. Father, today as we live in thankfulness for your family, may we do so recognizing you as the head. And may we live in obedience to you as our Father. May we gaze deeply into your word and not make the mistake of Saul of making excuses for why we disobey. But may we live more obediently each day. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our communities. I pray that we would provide for them a family where they feel safe, where they feel loved and accepted, where they feel valued, where they feel important, wanted. Father, that we would model for them within the families that we're a part of what it looks like and feels like to be in your family. Father, may we teach them and train them and model for them Christ-like behavior and such that they would choose to be a part of your family. God, I pray today for those that are the most isolated, who feel forgotten in the midst of all of the COVID precautions. I pray that each one of us would consider how you would have us to treat them as family members, that they would not be forgotten. Father, as we consider your word telling us that you have set the lonely in families, may we be that family to those around us who are lonely, who are brokenhearted, who are looking at their present family situation with despair, and sometimes even fear. May we show them a good family through the way we live in your family. The way that we overcome difficulties and differences. The way we continually look to you for guidance and instruction. The way we accept your correction. Father, today as we gather to worship, whether we're gathering in person or in our homes and through online sources and means of communication, I pray that our worship gatherings would be focused on you. that we would realize that we're gathering as a family. We're gathering as a family that chooses to worship the Almighty God. And so, Father, as we worship today, may we be challenged and instructed, and may we be changed by being together with the family. May those changes help us to daily lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.